Hi there, this is Krishna Menon from Deep Conversations. This is the second part of the praise paradox. Last time I introduced it to you, and in this episode we would understand the impact of praise paradox. The first question is, how do you know the impact of your praises on the child? Is it motivating the child to work harder, develop new skills, to try again, and to choose the hard problems? Or are your well-intended appreciations making your child doubt itself, fear the hard problems, and get anxious whether it can recreate the success every time? There are two major patterns that emerge based on how children describe their success or failures. One is the helpless pattern, and the second one is the mastery-oriented pattern. Some of these concepts are attributed to the research by Bernard Wiener and Carol Dweck. You can read more details of their research on the internet. There are two main patterns, as I said, that you can try to observe in the way the child describes its success and its failures. So, when it comes to the helpless pattern, what you can observe is that they would attribute their success to luck or the difficulty of task or external reasons, and their failures to their low ability. On the other hand, a growth mindset pattern or the mastery-oriented pattern, the kids would attribute their success to the efforts and strategies and the failures to the lack of these. Let us understand now a little bit more about each of these. We'll start with the helpless pattern. Children who tend to attribute their success or failures to factors which are outside their control, like smartness, intelligence, a favoring adult, how they look, etc., are likely to learn a helpless pattern. Such children over time start believing that they have no control on the outcomes and life in general. They assume that the success or failure at something is because they are a certain way. These children view their failures as measure of their ability and conclude that they are not good enough when they fail. They start associating their self-worth with their results and performance. In some cases, they start fearing the effort because effort makes them feel incapable. They strongly believe that if you are capable at something, you should not need effort. It should be easy. This could be because early on, say in the lower grades or when they were much younger, things were easy for them. They assume that their early success, rewards, and praise didn't need effort and came naturally to them because they were smart, talented, and capable. As they grow older they move to the higher grades, they are faced with more difficult situations. And along with those situations comes the failures. They then start attributing these failures to their being less smart, less talented, less capable. They cannot do anything about their smartness, talents, capabilities, which they realize is not good enough. They think they are helpless, and worse, they believe that the situation is hopeless. Now let's get to the mastery-oriented pattern. So these are the kids who display a sense of control over the results. That is, they believe that they can alter the efforts that goes into the into the activity. And these efforts is something that they can change, they can control. These are many times children who were praised for their efforts that they had put to get the success. The strategies were pointed out to these children, and these strategies were praised for their effectiveness. These kids, when faced with challenges or failures, know that they need to focus on their strategies, the process, and the effort, because that is what brought them the success. They also know that they can even ask help from others, because it's about strategy, it's about the process, so others can always help. Unlike something that is intrinsic to them, something like a capability, a talent, or smartness, which no one can help them with. Research shows that kids that show mastery-oriented pattern generally maintain their expectations, positive self-attitude, and constructive behavior when faced with setbacks. They choose difficult problems to solve because they have to gain mastery in the area, and that is how they earn the praise. They earned the praise in the past. What is interesting about these patterns is that they can be partly associated with the early praise that these children have received or had received. These are learned behaviors that makes them malleable. Just by changing the way you converse with the child can change how they see success and failure in life. And that is the key. So you can change the child from being a helpless individual to being a mastery-oriented individual. So that concludes the part 2 of the 3-part video series on the praise conversations or the praise paradox. So see you again for the 3rd part. Until then, keep the deep conversations going.